KMFM 99.5 Max, Shannon Porkchop. Let's say good morning to Joe Nichols.
Hello.
Howdy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys this morning?
We're
doing
great.
Good.
Super excited for new music.
Very good. I appreciate that. It's been a long time in the making. I'm glad to have this new album out here. It's it was fun making it, but I'm glad we're through with that process. It's been about 3.5 years. A lot of work, and I'm glad to see that, you know, all this is kind of paying off and all the people that have worked on it and helped get it out there. And glad to be talking about it.
That's a long process, man. 3.5 years?
3.5 years. Well, you know, and I should explain how that kind of worked. You know, when we started making the record, you know, we went in a few different directions. We had, you know, a few progressive songs. We had a few country songs. And we started finishing out, you know, a lot of, like I said, different deals. And we kind of decided that this needs to be, you know, a traditional country record. This needs to represent me, and we need to throw it back to the, you know, old school days. And so we kind of had to cut out a few songs that we'd worked on for a long time and cut new songs and go in a different direction, or at least narrow the direction. And so that took a little while. You know, it took a little while to find those songs and cut away some things that we were, you know, very proud of. But at the end of the day, I think we got, you know, a really, really great group of songs that are really traditional and hopefully people like this out.
What a rough process, though, to have all these things that you want to do, that you've been working on doing, and then to have to look at it and say, no, we can't put it on.
Yeah, I was telling somebody, you know, yesterday, it's like having a Nicholas Sparks movie with a crazy car chase scene in the middle of it. At the end of the day, you got to take that out. It doesn't fit, you know. But that's kind of what we went through. We just kind of had some songs that didn't really fit the narrative, didn't really fit the direction we're going in with this record. And like I said, we wanted to kind of throw it back, go old school.
Well, you can save those. So how did how did Baby Got Back end up being on the record then?
Like I said, old school. we started playing it in the show a few years ago, and it went over great. The crowds, you know, laughed and danced, and it was a good time. We started doing it in every show. And when we were getting ready to be done recording for this record, we had about 30 minutes with the studio musicians before we had to let them go. And Mickey Jack Cones, who produced a lot of this record, drew up a quick chart for the song. And we threw it to the band. We cut it real quick, did the vocal real quick, and here we go. We had to talk the label a little bit into including it on the record, and I think they were kind of into the quirky idea, so we got the record.
It's like a country shuffle version of it, right?
Yeah, it's one of the country things on this album. I'm proud and ashamed to say.
Hey, Joe, with Never Gets Old, what one track would you say for people that are gonna download it and buy it, what track do you say, look out for this song, this is the one I really like?
Well, besides the new single, Never Gets Old, which I completely love, it's right. One of my favorite things I've done in forever. There is a song on this album called We All Carry Something that just hits me in the gut. I mean, it's just one of those songs that's heavy, but you can listen to it over and over again. Sometimes when you have a big, powerful message song, you know, people don't necessarily want to hear it again and again.
Right.
And I think this song is a little different. It's about, you know, everybody carrying their own kind of hurt around with them, and you know, we all carry our own story. Mm-hmm. And at the very end, you know, the whole song is gripping. And at the very end, it kind of socks you in a spiritual gut. And it's really a powerful song. Very proud of it.
Love the title. Oh, I mean, I'm tempted. I like to look through the titles first, yeah. And then instead of necessarily listening in the order, like I'll find the title that I really like, and I go to that one.
Yeah.
Like Baby Got Back?
Yeah. Well, I'd have to do that one first to go, because really? Come on now.
And I'm old school. I just put the CD and listen from cut one to whatever the last track is.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that's kind of the way I do it, especially when we're done with an album. I just, you know, put it in a CD player and just kind of sit in a quiet place and listen to it to see what that would feel like, you know. And, you know, I kind of look at it the same way.
Do you listen to your own music like that when you drive around, or do you spend more time with it when you're making decisions about it?
Yeah, I like listening to some of my music. Some of it, you know, I've heard so much that I'm like, well, I know how this goes.
But yeah.
I like my music. I never understood somebody that said, you know, I can't listen to myself on the radio. I have to turn it. I just don't know why somebody would say, I don't like me, but I want you to like me.
It never
made sense.
Well, it seems like everyone loves you. It's the 15th anniversary of your hit, The Impossible. How's that feel?
Feels great. I can't believe it's been that long. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about that is, you know, people are still coming to the shows and singing along with that thing. And I'm proud that that song has kind of stood the test of time a little bit, and along with Broken Heartsville and several other things that I'm very proud of. So it's a really special time for me, because I look back at that, you know, that's a long period of time.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I feel like there's a longer future in front of me, or at least I hope for a longer future in front of me. So I'm proud and grateful. And if it ended today, I'd be every bit as grateful as I would be 20 years from now.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. Joe, it never gets old.
Never gets old. That's right.
See what I did there?
The album release on Friday, and that's also the first track that you'll probably get to hear on the radio off of the record, too, is Never Gets Old. So, Joe, it's great to have you back, man. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
I sure appreciate you guys. Thank you for putting me on and helping me promote this thing.
You got it.
Thanks,
Can't
Joe.
Wait to hear it.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.